Project support materials. Project support materials are not project actions, and they're not project reminders. They're resources to support your actions and thinking about your projects. Don't use support material for reminding. Typically, people use stacks of papers and thickly stuffed file folders as reminders that, one, they've got a project, and two, they've got to do something about it. They're essentially making support materials serve as action reminders. The problem is that next actions and waiting for items on these projects have usually not been determined and are psychologically still embedded in the stacks and the folders, giving them the aura of just more stuff that repels its unorganizer instead of attracting him or her to action. When you're on the run in the heat of the activities of the day, files like that are the last thing you'll want to pick up and peruse for actions. You'll actually go numb to the files and the piles because they don't prompt you to do anything, and they simply create more anxiety. If you're in this kind of situation, you must first add the project itself to your projects list as a reminder that there's an outcome to be achieved. Then the action steps and waiting for items must be put onto their appropriate action reminder lists. Finally, when it's time to actually do an action, like making a call to someone about the project, you can pull out all the materials you think you might need to have as support during the conversation. To reiterate, you don't want to use support materials as your primary reminders of what to do. That should be relegated to your action lists. If, however, the materials contain project plans and overviews, in addition to ad hoc, archival, and reference information, you may want to keep them a little more visibly accessible than you do the pure reference materials in your filing cabinet. The latter place is fine for support stuff, too, as long as you have the discipline to pull out the file drawer and take a look at the plan every time you do your weekly review. If not, you're better off storing those kinds of project support files in a standing file holder or a separate pending stack basket on your desk or credenza. To return to the previous example of moving into a new house, you could have a folder labeled New House, containing all the plans and details and notes about the landscaping and the kitchen and the basement. In your weekly review, when you came to finish new house renovations on your project list, you'd pull out the new house file and thumb through all your notes to ensure that you weren't missing any possible next actions. Those actions would then get done, delegated, or deferred onto your action list, and the folder would be refiled until you needed it again for doing the actions or for your next weekly review. Many people who interact with prospects and clients have attempted to use client folders and or contact management software such as ACT to manage the account. The problem here is that some material is just facts or historical data that needs to be stored as background for when you might be able to use it, and some of what must be tracked is the actions required to move the relationships forward. The latter can be more effectively organized within your action list system. Client information is just that, and it can be folded into a general reference file on the client or stored within a client-focused library. I use ACT for the single great feature it offers of allowing me to cross-reference general company information and significant interactions with key people within the company. It's just a good client-centered database. If I need to call a client, I don't want that reminder embedded anywhere but on my calls list.